I'm going to tell you a little bit story about myself, my experience with God. So I was back in my technical engineering times. I used to repair technical machines. And then one time I was faced with a problem. I battled with it. I tried from the left, not work. Tried from the right, did not work. From down, from up, from everywhere I could think of, just wouldn't be repaired. So I thought maybe now it's time to replace the whole machine. Then a thought came to my mind and said, why don't I get the help from Lord? If he's really there, he should solve it in his way. And then I tried something and immediately it was resolved. So this brought into my attention these words. Come to me all from, sorry, Matthew 11. Come to me all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So had I come to him at the first beginning, none of the time wasted would have been wasted, really, and the problem would have been solved immediately. So it's a way of thinking that I have to think about, and I invite you also, from the very beginning, when there's a problem, just shut off your brain, tell it to stop, don't think anymore. Now this is the Lord's time. This is my problem. You solve it whatever way you have, you want, and I know, I trust you, and it will be solved. From there on, he will guide us into the steps of how to solve it. Amen.
Had a sense from the Lord about the third stage of lamentation. So we complain, we ask, and then we have to trust. This was personal, but I felt that I'd like to share it with you. Maybe it's for us all. The trust part is hard, and I felt the Lord leading me and maybe leading us to repent on all the times where we complained and we asked, but not with a lot of faith, not with a lot of trust. The Lord wants us to repent on not trusting him. He who is the most trustworthy.
So when I was reflecting more on Dan's talk yesterday, one of the things that really stood out to me was aligning our will to God's as part of the process of lamentation. And these words from John came to my mind. So this is towards the ending of John when Jesus was having that conversation with Simon, and he asked Simon if he loves him. And the third time, I know you all know the Greek stuff probably by now, but the third time Jesus comes down to Simon and they align, and he asks Simon if he loves him in an even imperfect way, and Peter responds, yes, I do. And then after that, Jesus says, feed my sheep, truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you fastened your own belt and walked where you would. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will fasten your belt for you and carry you where you do not wish to go. And I think the sense that I'm getting for the community is kind of like, this is part of a maturing process. I came down to you, even if I'm going to meet you where you're at. We're going, I'm asking you if you love me, even imperfectly. And then I'm going to pull you up and I'm going to lead you where you want to go. So align your will to mine.